We are going to take the opening bell in just a minute here. Ahead of that, we're seeing futures indicate a higher open coming off of a dismal January, but a couple of very strong days for the NASDAQ that meant that it rescued itself from a worst January ever, had only in the top 10. Electric vehicles back ringing the opening bell this morning there at the New York Stock Exchange as we're looking at a higher open seeing a little bit of optimism creep in here as we start February this morning. Our Jared Blickery just pointing out to us we have a record high for UPS here this morning on some of the elements we were just talking about. And we've got that higher open. Before we get to Jared, just want to mention one more stock that we are watching this morning. It's AMC. Brian Sozzi, one of your favorites. do you have worse things to say about AT&T or AMC? I think AMC, no contest, probably. But the company coming out with preliminary numbers this morning, $1.17 billion in revenue. Again, that's preliminary revenue figure and adjusted EBITDA. It's providing still pretty big ranges for some of this stuff. So EBITDA is going to be $146.8 million. To $151.8 million, but it looks like that some of this guidance is enough for the stock to be trading higher this morning.
Yeah, and it's still reporting a net loss here for the 3 months ended December 31st. I know they really want to focus on these adjusted operating profits numbers, but I don't really care this morning. They still report a net loss. It's challenging. The movie theater business is still very, very challenging. You had AMC CEO Adam Aron. He's been dumping a ton of stock here, and I understand the market's reaction to this, but still, a lot of red flags left in this business.
Yeah, I guess so. So we'll see if it can hold on to some of these early gains that we're seeing in the stock, or if we return to the volatility that we've been seeing for the meme stocks. Jared Blickery, weigh in here. What are you seeing in these markets here today?
I'm looking at the S&P 500 on the Wi-Fi Interactive. And guess what? We are right at the level that I've been wanting to see the bulls climb to, but they're going to have to beat it. Let's take a two-day look and see what's going on here. Actually, let's make it three-day because we have been in rally mode for the last 3 days, although we are down a little bit today. Tuesday morning, first hour of trading, very important. Oftentimes, it sets the direction for the week. And let's take a look at a two-month chart so we can plot what's going on here. Here's the high, the all-time high. Here's the most recent low. And here's the middle, and we are right back in this zone. So I'm watching basically 45, let's call it 15, all the way up to about 60, 70, 75, anything in here. So this is the ideal short zone for the bears. And if they don't get it done, if we get a close right around 4,600, much less above, probably going to see those all-time highs again. So let's get to some heat maps and see where the market is taking us today. Looks like industrials are in the lead along with materials, healthcare, and consumer discretionary. Kind of an interesting mix right there. Suggests that commodities are doing well, except energy's down. And then you have utilities and real estate. It's the biggest laggard. So I think we're going to see a little bit more order shakeout. Not going to make too much of this just yet. Let's take a look at some of the big winners. Tesla taking a little money at the table. It's down about just over 1%, but it was up over 10% yesterday. Had a really nice day. Best day since the beginning of the year. Didn't do much in between, but January 1st and 31st were good days for Tesla. Also want to take a look at the travel sector, and let's see what's going on here. A lot of green, but not a lot of dark green. So we're seeing some modest gains for Carnival Cruise Lines, Norwegian Cruise Line, each of those up more than 1%. American Airlines also up more than 1%. Not a lot of movement there. Let's take a look at ARC. We do have a lot of green, and let's take a look at what's happened over the last 3 days. A lot of these names finally breaking to the upside, but is it a dead cat bounce? Remains to be seen. I think it's going to depend on what the S&P 500 does. Finally, I want to take a look at our leaderboard today. These are our sentiment indicators. Transports flying high, up 2%, probably on that UPS beat. And let's see what the transports are doing, up 4% today. Year to date, still down 5%, but not a big loss for the transports. ARC doing well, biotech and retail are some of the leaders here.
Jared, let's stay on the transports here and hang with me while I tie it all together. If you could show UPS, that'd be great. I believe you noted it was at a record high. But what are you seeing also in Amazon? 21% of UPS's U.S. business is tied to Amazon. So theoretically, if UPS is out here with a good quarter, you might see a pretty good quarter from Amazon soon.
Let's take a look because we got those earnings on deck this week. I have Amazon right here. Not sure if I'm going to be able to locate UPS off the tip of my tongue here, but let's see. Amazon's up 0.4%. Now, Amazon had a pretty big day. Let's take a look over the last 3 days. Yeah, up 7.5%. So really bouncing back, clawing back some of those big losses that we saw early on. I'm going to take one stab at getting to UPS. Maybe it's in our trending tickers. And if not, I'm just going to have to move on. But that's the risk we take with the Wi-Fi Interactive, isn't it? All right, here we go. Not seeing UPS here. Maybe it's going to pop up in a little bit, but I'll get those transports. I'll get that heat map for you the next time we talk, Sazi.
That's a good plan. That's a promise. That's a date. All right. Thanks so much, Jared Blick. We appreciate it. To be fair, we've looked at UPS a lot this morning, so it's good to have that broader context as well.